last few weeks, we see a very interesting phenomenon. On one end, everybody's waiting for the vaccine. Everybody wants to see finally that one of the companies, Pfizer, Moderna, whatever the names are, all over the world, should finally find the cure for the virus. On the other end, everyone that I speak the last few weeks, everybody tells me, I'm not going to be the first one to take the vaccine. And that goes from all sides of the political spectrum. But the liberal, he tells me, you know, we cannot say trust the government. They are pushing the companies to do it fast, take shortcuts. They're pushing the FDA to approve it. I cannot trust them. If it's a conservative, he tells me, I'm not afraid of Corona so much. I think it's overblown. Some people even think it's a conspiracy. Basically, anybody that I talk, no matter which side he is not planning to take the vaccine. Who is going to take it? I don't know. Maybe they'll send it to Africa, they'll try it there. But in America, everybody says, I'm not going to be the first one. Sure. Then, you know, it was invented by Dr. Louis Pasteur. And this doctor lived in Paris. And he's known also for the expression, they call it pasteurizing milk. It came from Israel. He invented the idea that by boiling the milk or beer or wine, you will reduce the amount of bacteria. And that's why it's named after him. He invented the whole idea of vaccines. He started with rabies, I think it's called. The dogs who have rabies, that was one of the, I think maybe the first vaccine that he invented. Then were others. It came out lately, there is a book, a Jewish book, it's called Mevoh She'arim. And in this book, it's written in the time of Louis Pasteur, when he lived, in his time. And the same time was a rabbi in Paris. His name was Dr. Israel Rabinovich. Yeah, Rabinovich was his name, if I remember correct. Yeah, Israel Rabinovich. And he started to translate parts of the Talmud to French. And he translated a book on the tractates of the holidays. Every holiday has his own tractate. There is a part of the Talmud that's called Rosh Hashanah, deals with the laws of Rosh Hashanah. There is a tractate in Talmud called Sukkah, speaks about the laws of Sukkot, it's coming up. And there is a tractate of the laws that's called Yume. Yume speaks the day, Yom, the day. And when you speak in Judaism, in the Talmud, the day, it means Yom Kippur. Because that's the day of the Jewish people, the day. And he translated it, he made a book, and one of his good close friends was Dr. Louis Pasteur, and he gave him the book, and the doctor started to read in the Talmud, and he came to a place that says, speaking about the laws of Yom Kippur, what happened if somebody gets sick, how you have to treat them, what you're allowed to feed them, what you're not allowed to feed them, and so on. Then he speaks there about a person who was beaten by a dog who has rabies. A sick dog. And it's dangerous for the person who was beaten by it. Then the Talmud says, you should feed the person loaves of the liver of this dog. Take out from the dog the liver and feed the person as a way of curing him. Even you're not allowed to eat meat of a dog by Jewish law, but because it's a matter of life and death, therefore Jewish law says, the Talmud says, you should take a piece of the liver of the dog and feed it to the person who was beaten by the dog who has rabies. The inductor, that's what he writes in the book, the inductor pastor saw it. He said the Talmud is saying something here. Then you take something from the sick person, from the sickness that's in the body, and with the sickness itself, you're fighting the infection. And that was the beginning of thinking and of researching that eventually came up with the idea that a vaccine is taking the sickness, a certain amount of the sickness, a certain portion, that sickness, whatever it is, with all the scientific thing that I don't understand, and injecting it into a person, creating the antibodies that when eventually the sickness comes to him, he can fight it. That the idea, the basic idea, is already written in the Talmud. Now, which vaccine and how to do it, I'll leave it for the scientists, for the big companies. There is plenty of people in the world who can do it. What we have to deal with, how we find a vaccine for our children, for our Jewish children, what are we going to do to make sure that they keep their Jewish identity, that they don't lose it. They go to college, they go out to the world, and they come different people, come back different people. How we make sure that Judaism sticks? What is the vaccine? How we immunize them? Then bringing them young people to shul, it's nice. But I wouldn't be sure, I wouldn't think that this is something that's going to ensure the Judaism of our children. First of all, you're fasting. Number two, the chazan is singing and singing forever and ever. And the prayers are long. And then if this is not enough, the rabbi goes on forever. Then this is if anything, it's a turn off. You know, if you bring it for Yom Kippur, that's why people come. Once a guy told me, Rabbi, why are you singing? Why every time I come to the synagogue, it's the same tune? I said, what's the tune? It has been called Nidre, the same tune every year. He comes once a year, he hears the same tune. And bringing them for Kol Nidre only, for Yom Kippur, this is not going to do it. Hebrew school, yeah, I believe very much you have to send the kids to Hebrew school. But to tell you that Hebrew school is an inspiration for Judaism, Even bar mitzvahs are very schwache inspiration. You know, it's like teaching the boy for 12 months to drive him crazy, to learn your Torah, learn your Torah, learn your Torah. He hates it, and that's why he never comes back to shul. That they invented a few things to make sure everybody will hate Judaism. Hebrew school, bar mitzvahs, and other things that I'm afraid if I'll say it, I'll be sued by the company. If it would be not on record and video, I would say it. But the point is, then what is the secret? What is the vaccine to make sure that our children stay Jewish? The answer is the Jewish kitchen. Food, it's all about food. You know, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to talk about food. Once, a few years ago, I spoke about food Yom Kippur Day before Iskom. People later told me they were very angry, because I reminded them of different types of food and they became more angry and so on. But now you're all after big good meals, nobody can complain. Chicken soup with matzo balls, that's a secret for Judaism. My daughter Chani and my son-in-law Levi, the Chabad rabbis in Ohio University, they tell me every time when there is a child who is sick, and they hear about it, they come over with a bowl of chicken soup. And this cures a half of the sickness right away. They feel like the mommy came home, came to visit them, and they feel better. And it's a whole different story. It's the best cure. And the mothers love it even more. My son-in-law tells me, if you deliver a plate of chicken soup to somebody in college, you can be sure the mother will send a donation. Nothing amazing, but she'll send something. Because she feels so guilty, she cannot be there with the little girl or boy who is sick, who is only 18 years old, he just left home and suddenly is sick. Every Jewish holiday is a type of food. If it's Hanukkah, we have latkes. If it's Purim, it's Omen Tashen. Who doesn't like latkes? Who doesn't like? And Pesach, we eat matzah. Not everybody loves matzah. I know. But everybody knows the taste of matzah. Even babies who cannot speak, you can give them a piece of matzah and they eat it. Shavuos, we eat dairy, food. Rosh Hashanah, we have the apple and honey. It became the symbol of Judaism, apple and honey, of Rosh Hashanah, more than the shofar. Then when you look for a Rosh Hashanah symbol, you'll see more often the apple and the honey than the shofar. And Yom Kippur also is a type of food. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. But before Yom Kippur, there is something that it's called Kreplach. How many of you ate Kreplach today? Tell me. Shvach. You missed out, guys. Big time, missed out. I ate Kreplach. Usually I don't get from my wife Kreplach, Sarah Yom Kippur, she's busy. But my daughter and my niece, they did it. I was the lucky ones. You missed out. If you don't know what Kreplach is, turn to the one who sits 6 feet next from you and ask him what Kreplach is. Now, I cannot describe you too much because I am good in eating it, not in cooking it. But there is, I want to share with you a story about Kreplach. My grandfather in Israel, he came to Israel in 1966. And then he started to help Russian Jews who immigrated to Israel. He started to help him settling in Israel, help him to find a place here to live and so on. And people who are not Jew, did not, they never had a bris, to help them to have a bris and bring them more to Judaism. In the 1990s, when there were hundreds of thousands of Russian Jews came to Israel, my grandfather became an institution. He made bris and weddings and everything. And the rabbinate in Israel, in his city, any couple wanted to get married, they had to know to establish his Judaism. The groom and the bride, both of them are Jewish. They didn't speak Russian. They used to send them to my grandfather. He should figure this out. He should ask him questions, interrogate them, and get to the bottom of it. Once a guy comes to him, he's Jewish. Fine. My grandfather started to ask him, you know anything about, tell me anything Jewish, Gurnisht. You ever heard about Rosh Hashanah? No. Yom Kippur? No. Simchas Torah? No. Whatever he told them, no. He never heard anything. He has no Jewish background. But I'm Jewish. My mother is Jewish. And he asked him, can I speak to your mother? He tells him, yes, but she's in Moscow. Okay, they called to Moscow. My grandfather started to ask her, again, the same questions, Jewish, or Jew? Yeah, I'm Jewish, I'm for sure Jewish. Tell me something about any Jewish holidays that you remember, your parents did something, Pesach, she doesn't remember anything. Finally, she says, I remember. My mother used to make Kreplach. That my grandfather told her, if your mother made Kreplach, you're Jewish. This is something, if you're not Jewish, you don't know what Kreplach is, you don't make Kreplach, you don't even know the word, you never heard the word before. What's unique about Kreplach? Why we eat it before Yom Kippur? When Kreplach is made, there is meat inside and surrounded by dough. The idea is, the Rebbe used to say, there is a story about King David, when the prophet Samuel looked for a king, God told him, go to the house of David's family, to his father Jesse, Ishai, and look for a king. And he went there, and he looked at every son, they were looking all beautiful, handsome, valedictorians, and God says, not him, not him, not him, not him. Finally, he looked at one, and God told him, don't look how he looks like. Don't look on the outside, look on the inside, that was King David. God told them, Al tabet el mareyu, don't look on the outside. The Rebbe used to quote this line whenever he talked about the Jewish people. Don't look on the outside, look on the inside. On the outside, some people say, oh, I'm an atheist, I'm a this, I'm a that, I don't believe, I don't want, I... Look on the inside, deep down, inside every Jew, there is a vorm neshomer. A soul that loves every Jew. a soul that wants to be closer to God, a soul that wants to be, to have a little Jewish experience and Jewish environment. Don't look at the door. Inside the door, there is good meat. Don't look at the outside, look at the inside. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. The inside of the Jew comes out, the soul is being revealed and connects with the highest level of God. Then may we all take from this Yom Kippur one thing: whenever time when we look at another person, don't look at the outside, look at the inside. Good Yom Tov. We'll ask from everybody now to go to light the candles, Bimish light the candles. It's already candle lighting time, a few minutes late. We will close everything here and we'll start our Yom Kippur service.